Blog Many people Radio. Wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally.
Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show with your host, Princess Ardelia.
Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. The flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself.
Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show with your host, Dr. Princess Ardelia, the Queen of Inspiration.
Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show. Yes, I am your host, Dr. Princess Ardelia, here each week with a mission and purpose to help you come to realize and develop step by step to your dream. I am very excited about tonight. I want you to get on the phone, call your neighbors and friends, have them to give us a call at 718-766-4227, or if you're live on the TJRS radio network, give a call at 347-850-1272, or they can click it right here online at blogtalkradio.com/True Purpose Development. Listen, your dream is coming to fruition, so I want you to hang on, but you know what? You're going to have to change your attitude about what you're experiencing. What you're experiencing is just the process. It's the process that is one of passion, pain, and pleasure. I call it the process of spiritual pregnancy. And for those men out there who can't relate to the big bellies or can't relate to just the term of spiritual pregnancy, let's talk about the jungle. That jungle has caused for so many people to stop believing just because they're going through the experience. I want you to hang on, hang on, hang on. As I talk about in the process of spiritual pregnancy, there's four periods. And at the end, in that period that I call labor and manifestation, there are some phases in there that will really, really either awaken you, or for many, you may even abort dreaming. I don't want you to stop dreaming. I want you to continue dreaming because it is coming to pass. So I'm excited about tonight because I'm going to talk to you about how to make it through the journey. I want to inspire you to continue on. Listen, I know that this here is common sense for many. They may think of it as common sense. And unfortunately, common sense is the one thing that will have you in a situation where you're not living, totally living your life of total fulfillment in mind, body, soul, and spirit. Okay? So it's in the world of insanity that the sane appear to be insane. And I invite you tonight to follow your heart, regardless of the circumstances around you. This is why very few people make it to their heaven experience here on earth. So that's right. Get on the phone, call your neighbors and friends. Let them know that we're on the air live. Coming up, before we get into the show, I want to share some great news. We have coming up next week, the 15th of this month, we have coming up Paul Allen from Pajam. Some of you know him as PDA. PDA is going to be in the house. Yes, he is. And he's going to be inspiring people to continue their dream of music. He, oh my gosh, we're going to talk about him a little later. We've got a little clip of him talking about his new hit, Favor, featuring T.I., T-Pain. Yes, yes, yes. And he is cutting edge. The Pajam Production Company is cutting edge. That is Paul Allen, PDA, along with Jay Moss and Walter Kearney. They are doing the darn thing. So we're very excited about that. I want you to get excited about the show. We've got The Moment to Be by Barbara Hofmeister, Moment of Inspiration by yours truly, and as well, we've got the Mind Movie Review. Tonight, we've got Eat, Pray, Love. Oh, my God, that movie was absolutely awesome and very inspiring. I want to connect with you so that you understand about the movies that you watch. There's a lot more to be said oftentimes than what individuals may think. So I want you to sit tight, hang tight, enjoy this beautiful song by Pajam, Jump, Jump.
PDA, I need you to hit me upside the head. I mean, like you never hit me before.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Odelia.
Well, we're very excited about this evening. We're going to continue our discussion on the attitude as it relates to the mind and how do you deal with people when you have been in the process, your transitions in life, and individuals are tired of you. They're tired of you in your process, you know, and you're saying to yourself, you could not be more tired or frustrated than I am. As a matter of fact, you more than likely are at a point, especially at the end, you are at a point in your process where you're not even tired anymore. You're just living in the now. You have come to the point where you understand how to live in the now, how to smile through adversity, how to be all chipper and dapper and all of that great stuff in the midst of adversity. But others around you are a little bit tired of you and your situation. So how do you maintain your peace and your happiness in the midst of that? How do you maintain an attitude of positivity when others around you, and you, I'm sure, and when you're at the end, you are in a situation where you may lack resources that are quite available to you. You are not so, you don't have all that you had at one time in your life, and now you have to lean on others in many different ways. How do you maintain happiness and the great attitude, positivity, in the midst of the adversity? How is it when even at the end of your road, you're at the end, you've gone through the jungle, some of you have actually made it through the jungle, you've made it through, you know what I call it, you've gotten off of the jungle jet, you're waiting, that's right, I call it the jungle jet. You're riding, you've gotten off of the jungle jet, you feel that you've made it to your destination, the location, and you're now just waiting on the shuttle to pick you up, and you're at the point of waiting. There's really nothing more that you can do except wait. You've been through the experience of anticipating and excited and waiting for people. You're anticipating everything that came your way, you were excited about it, and just thinking that everything was it. That was it. That was the break for you. That was the break for you. Then you talked to this person, and that was the break for you. You had this experience or event, and that was the break for you. But then you realized that none of those things were the breaks for you. They were all just experiences that you had to experience to bring you even further into a spiritual awakening and connectiveness, realization of your connectiveness with God. But at the same time, you're thinking to yourself, at this point, hey, there's nothing more that you can do. So I invite you to experience the waiting. Experience it joyfully. Experience it with a great attitude. Experience it knowing that beyond a shadow of a doubt, beyond a shadow of a doubt, everything that you have dreamed of, everything that you have dreamed of and have visioned, it is coming to pass at this moment. It is your choice to still stay the course in your mind. To still stay the course in your mind. You've done some great things up until this point. You've experienced, you've been through a lot, you've been, man, you are now really, really, really in tune with that intuitive voice and spirit inside of you. And you know, you can tell I'm outside, right? That's the beauty of this wonderful Blog Talk Radio. Well, welcome to my domain. I want you right there, I want you to call your friends and neighbors and let them know that I am definitely on the air. Yeah, I'm on the air. And have them to call 718-766-4227. I want you to understand that at this moment and time in your life, it's very, very significant. It's significant for you to experience this. I was talking with someone today as they have been going through the jungle, okay? And they were sharing with me how it has just become a great experience for them to just listen to that voice inside and to not entertain the voices outside so much, but really go within for divine guidance and experience. They were sharing with me how some of the greatest moments that they've had, some of the greatest moments that they've had has been recently when they have become more trusting of that guidance. Now, as you have gone and traveled my course with me, when I was going through purgatory, the experience of that, you were there. You were listening to all of the things. I've been sharing the jungle, the journal in the jungle with you. You realize that at this moment, I'm out of the jungle. I've gone through the gate. The gate's been open. I've gotten off of my jungle jet, if you know what I mean. And I have risen. I've transcended spiritually, mentally. There. And now there's this experience of waiting. I've gone through the patience, and I shared with you what is patience. Patience is actually the ability to long suffer without complaint. Patience is actually your ability to be resilient. Can you be long suffering and not complain? Can you go through long suffering and not complain? That is the reality of patience. It's very, very profound. So we've gone through all of that, and now I know that there are so many people exactly where I am, where you have to, even now, you've trusted, you've done all those great things, but you have to trust more than you ever have in this entire experience. You have to trust more than you ever have. And I know you may say to yourself, I can't trust anymore. What does that mean? That means that in spite of everything, because you've gone through quite a bit, people around you will begin to doubt, and they will begin to doubt out loud. They may even laugh in your face and say, you know what, you're crazy. Really, you are. Why don't you just go ahead and get a job, or why don't you go ahead and throw in the towel, realize that maybe it's not now. They will even tell you that, well, you know, everything's in God's timing, and maybe it's just not God's timing. I invite you in this moment, right now, today, make a decision to stay focused and trust more than you ever have. I want you to make the choice to stand strong and firm even now. Because even when you least expect it, you will be catapulted into the vision and the experience that you have dreamed of all until this point. You will be catapulted. And what, you know what catapult means? Catapult is to spear forward very quickly and far. But in order for you to catapult, imagine someone holding, pulling something back very tight. In order for someone to catapult and to spear forward, there has to be some resistance first. So you have this resistance. Imagine this. There's this resistance that's going on, and you feel like, oh my. You feel like someone's probably nearly strangling you. You're wondering, why am I going through this right now? When I know that I've gone through everything, everything is great and ready to take off, why am I still experiencing this feeling of, well, am I doing the right thing? Well, no, I've got to be doing the right thing. This doesn't make any sense. If I decide to turn around, imagine yourself, if you decide to give up now, well, imagine yourself picking up all of your bags, and you're already out of the jungle now. You've made it through. Imagine yourself deciding, to go back into the jungle. Get from the place where you have already made it to your destination. You're in the location. You haven't. You're not at the destination, but you're in the city that you're supposed to be in, and you're just waiting on your shuttle to take you to your destination. Okay, so you're just about there, not quite, but you're just about there. Imagine saying, you know what, I'm going to get on the plane again, and I'm going to go back into the jungle again. No, you're way past that. And those of you who realize what I'm talking about, you are at that point. You've done everything. You've done everything. It's done. It's done. You know it's done. You know it's done in your spirit. You know that it's done. The work is done. And as a matter of fact, you feel the Spirit of God. You hear the Spirit of God admonishing you to just wait. But that's so unfamiliar to you because you had to work so hard in the jungle, it's almost hard for you to just let go and really just wait. If you think about all of the great things that took place, the miracle experiences as in the Bible, everything that was done when it was this miraculous happening, it was always done without anyone's assistance. It was always done without the assistance of a human. Always. For example, okay, parting of the Red Sea, you know how the story goes. There was no assistance. I mean, nobody could do that. It was always something that took place that was so profound that it just caused for individuals to realize, wow, there is definitely a God. There's another source out there for sure. And that spirit, that powerful energy is the source that causes for all of us to experience the end result of total fulfillment. So I know that some of you are thinking to yourself, you say, you know what? I've already gone through a lot, and now you want me to wait. Well, yeah, wait. When you think about the story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the Bible, there was no one else in that flame. You know, the story went that they were completely freed from that without blemish, without anything, completely. Every time there's been like some experience, a profound miracle, there was no assistance from any human. So at this point that you are being admonished to wait, as a matter of fact, you may feel, like I said, you're going to feel a little uneasy, like I should be doing something. And you're feeling, no, don't do anything. I've got this. Now, you've done your work. I've got it from here. Don't worry about anything. So I want you to embrace that. I want you to tune out those words that you hear around you. Yeah, people are saying that you're ridiculous. And you know what? Like I said, they're tired of your situation, okay? But I invite you again to just stay focused on your dream and your purpose. Stay focused because it is going to happen. It definitely is going to happen, and you're going to be catapulted. So this feeling of this, like it's a little tight right now, it's because if it's not tight, then you know, if it's not tight and you have a weak pull, guess what happens when you have a weak pull? It doesn't catapult. That's not a catapult because you're not going to slingshot forward. When you catapult, it's like a slingshot forward. So go ahead and embrace the experience. Do not reject it. Do not try don't go along with what individuals are saying to you and saying that you're off. Don't do that. Embrace your experience. Learn to experience now joyfully. Experience now joyfully. Change your attitude about now. Change your attitude about this experience that you're in. You have to. Okay? When you change your attitude, trust me, it will go very, 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 very smooth when you change your attitude. Okay? Do not argue with the forces. Do not argue with the forces. When you start to resist and pull and, it just causes for a much more difficult experience. Think about this. When you get to your point of your end result, and it's going to be so quick, it's going to blow your mind. When you get to that end result, and it's going to be so quick,
for example, you may be here today and tomorrow you're in another situation. Wouldn't you want it to be said that you were joyful? You might as well just be happy and joyful all the way. Why sit there and cry and bellyache and fight the experience and all of that if all you're going to do is be on the other side the next day? Don't begin to continue to anticipate and all of that kind of stuff. No, just enjoy the moment now. Realize that your entire course is in divine order, okay? Your entire course is in divine order. Now, I want all of you to understand that as we talk about this process of spiritual pregnancy and you are wrapping your thinking around this process of spiritual pregnancy, we all go through it. So I definitely, again, want you to go to spiritualpregnancy.info. I want you to go to that site and begin to embrace. And I want you to get the book, Pregnant in the Spirit. It's available worldwide. I want you to get the book because you need it, okay? It is your compass in the jungle. It is your compass in the jungle. So I want you to get that book. Now, as you begin to read up on that, and there's going to be, like I said, the second edition that's coming out, and it will be talking about manifestation transformation, where it really, in more detail, goes into the last period. Because, you know what, initially I thought you just, you know, bada boom, bada bing, you're done with your project or whatever, it's done, you're ready to go. And there's a lot more to be said when you really go through the process. You cannot rush this process. Just like a woman when she's pregnant, you know, if she goes to the hospital before the baby's ready to come out, you know, they're going to send her back. Just imagine her not realizing the timeline for pregnancy and she's going to the hospital about 10 times. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. So in this process, it will give you some enlightenment and some encouragement so that you can realize where you are in the process. It's very important for you to, in right time, divine time, come into the realization of your life's true purpose and your divine time. When you don't move appropriately to your divine time, you know what happens? There's a lot of lost dreams out there. A lot of people give up. A lot of people abort the process and experience because in their minds, it's not possible. In their minds, it is not possible when, in fact, it is. It's not like the dream is dead. You just didn't stay on course, okay? So that's why it's very important for you to understand the process of spiritual pregnancy so that you can stay on course. Do not get off of the course that you are on. It's just, it's a wonderful experience. It is trying, and it is a jungle. Do not, hey, listen, you know, you're going to have to go through some things, and that's okay. That's your badge of honor. Go ahead and go through it and experience it with joy. Experience knowingly. That's what I invite you to do today. So it's awesome. And keep the other people out of your business. Stop talking so much, okay? Just keep the other people out of your business and stay focused so that you can, in fact, make it to the end, to experience your heaven experience that was predestined for you from the beginning.
We'll be right back.
Hey, you guys, this is Dawn Robinson from En Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and I'm so happy and so proud to be a part of the World Peace True Purpose Movement. It's really something that the world needs right now because there's so many people that are downtrodden, and they don't believe in themselves anymore. They don't believe in government. They don't believe in the church. They don't believe in anything out there, and they need to look to themselves. And so what you guys are doing with this movement is so special because it's very strong. It's very supportive of people, and it just reminds them of how strong they really are. And yes, I can do this. And yes, I can persevere. And the short time that we have on this planet, I can do something great with my life. And I'll be okay. You know, it's like a voice of reason out there that just says to them that everything's going to be all right. So I really am proud to be a part of this.
your resident map of the South, Moms and Little Donnas, kickstarting your weekend every Friday with Ladies First Radio, The J. Rouse Show, a show for women, by women. Tune in every Friday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as my co-host Princess Odelia and I discuss everyday issues and offer inspirational solutions. From the East Coast to the West Coast to all over the world, Ladies First Radio keeps it real, spreading positivity one show at a time. So come be uplifted with Ladies First Radio, The J. Rouse Show, every Friday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Ladies First Radio, The J. Rouse Show, a show for women, by women.
Hi, this is Barbara Hofmeister from BarbaraHofmeister.com with the Moments to Be. In the last Moment to Be, we looked at your positive qualities. I asked you to write down first 7 and then 21 positive qualities you already have. Did you do that? If you haven't, I suggest you stop this now and really get a pen and a paper and start doing it. It's not as easy as it sounds. We are not used to toot our horns, and we are not used to look at our strengths. So do it now. Write down 21 positive attitudes, positive qualities you see in yourself. And if necessary, ask your friends, ask the people that love you, that know you. They usually see many qualities that you take for granted and don't think are important. So when you have your 21 positive qualities, your 21 talents, strengths, I want you to write them on 2 pieces of paper. And one should be fairly small because I want you to carry that with you in your purse. Write the 21 qualities, talents and strengths that you found, that you declared, on that smallish piece of paper and put it in your purse so it's with you all the time. And the other one can be a normal size paper, and that one I want you to stick somewhere where you see it every single day more than once. On your bedside table, in the mirror in the bathroom, above your desk, somewhere where you read it more than once a day. Okay? Because it's time that you internalize all that you already are. Because you are already much more than you believe you are. And I want you to become aware of that, because it's your life and you deserve to live it to the fullest, to really go and live your dreams. This is Barbara Hofmeister from BarbaraHofmeister.com with the Moments to Be.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Odelia.
Remember what I said. You do not worry about what other people are saying. Your dream is coming to fruition. And I should say, yes, is coming to fruition. And there's a difference between manifestation and fruition. I want you to look it up. And I did a show on that, but there is a difference. Fruition means the actual reality, the physical attainment of that. It is coming to fruition, okay? So I want you to get excited about it. Continue to have a great positive attitude about all that you've done. Allow yourself to experience now with joy. Don't worry about so much trying to just push past this moment, just get here, I just want this over with. I'm tired. No.
I want you to sit back, relax, enjoy the moment joyfully. Let's go back to what I was talking about before we went to break on manifestation and fruition. I think there was a little bit more that I want to clarify in there. When we're talking about manifestation, as I shared with you, in the 4-period process, where there's the first period of its objective being to let go, the second period for you to listen and follow instructions, the third period for you to be patient, to be still and be patient, to still continue believing. Your faith is definitely tried here. And then on that 4th period, labor and manifestation, I used to think that manifestation was just you get the project done and everything that you have visioned actually comes to fruition. period. That's not the case. In fact, what takes place in manifestation, as it's defined, is that you then realize, you come closer to realizing the spirit that you are. The closer you get to your the highest level, your highest potential, you will come to a state of consciousness of realization, meaning that you are operating completely as the spirit that you are, which is so phenomenal. It's phenomenal. That is the catalyst for you living happy, regardless of whatever you're going through. That's what's needed. It's needed for you to realize that you are the spirit housed in the body. And then as we talk about fruition, yes, that is the fruition of your vision, the fruition of your dream. When we're talking about fruition, though, what you are saying that you are aiming to serve and live life to the full. Listen, serve and live life to the full. I want you to go back and listen to the show that I did on Tuesday. That's December 5th. I want you to listen to that show as I talk about if there's no proof of service, there's no abundant life. So as you are anticipating for all of your dreams to come to pass, I want you to know what that entails. When you're talking about reaping the harvest, reaping is actually a word that denotes that you're going to put some metal to the pedal and you're going to put some elbow grease in it. You're going to push past a lot of obstacles to come into this fruition. It's a high price tag, people. It is a high price tag. Let's not get it twisted. It's a high price tag that you must pay if you want to live that abundant life, if you want to live totally fulfilled, if you want to live heaven here on earth. That is you being happy in spite of everything. That is you understanding that no matter what you go through, your life's true purpose will come to pass if you stay the course. So stay the course, hang tight, hang on. It's all good. Trust and believe. It is so all good. All right? So, you know what? I want to also say this. As we're getting, as you're nearing your great day, your experience of being catapulted to your highest potential, and after you've given your proof of service, okay, after you have definitely for a while, and I mean for a while, you have served with the knowledge of who you are also, knowing that you are spirit, I'm going to share with you how to actually awaken your spirit and live in that moment of peace, how to live in the now, how to just be. And to do that, it is important for you to take time to focus on you, to focus on building you, understanding who you are. I want you to take time to be still. I shared this on the Ladies First show last week. As we talked about that on the TJRS Radio Network, I shared on the show last week how you can do daily exercises that will literally advance you spiritually, in spirit, okay? I'm not talking about religiously. I'm saying awakening the spirit. And I say this all the time, and I'm going to keep saying it. Many of us have made the choice unconsciously to just live life daily with the common structure, with common sense. That doesn't get you far. I want you to know that many of us, as a result, have been living life as if we have savored a nut when, in fact, all we've done is sucked on its shell. We've not gotten to the core of us. And that core takes some attention. You've got to give it some attention. So what I want you to do, what I really love, that is an exercise I love and is very powerful, and that is taking time daily before you get started, breathing, okay? Inhale, exhale, three good times. Inhale and exhale three good times. And then I want you to consciously make an effort to not think about anything. Don't think about what's going on in your life. I want you to just be still. Have your mind to be quiet. Breathe. Close your eyes. Do this for about 5 or 10 minutes. Don't do anything. Don't do anything but this. I want you to quiet your mind. For some, it's going to be pretty difficult, especially if you've never done it before. I want you to quiet your mind, be still, 5 or 10 minutes, and then after you're done with the 5 or 10 minutes of silence with your eyes closed, in which it's a great experience, you'll feel tingly, you'll feel your spirit awakening. It is really awesome. After you've done that, then I want you to, again, inhale, exhale 3 times slowly. Don't try to rush the process, okay? If you can't give your spirit that much attention, don't think that you're going to be able to live in spirit, really live in spirit, where you are love walking, where you are power walking, where you are all-knowing walking, where you are allowing for God to really be present, okay? Another thing I always admonish you to realize is that it's important for you not to patronize the gift that you have, not to patronize what life has given you, not to patronize what life, the universe, has given you, has embedded inside of you. I want you to experience life. I want you to live what your soul has desired for you to live forever. Isn't that awesome? It's just awesome. Do as I suggest, and I assure you, your life will be different. I assure you that you are definitely going to come into fruition of your life's true purpose, and I also assure you, you're not going to be so anxious. You're not going to be anxious. And you know what? I have to say this. Speaking of anxiousness, some may use scripture to meditate on, to chant, and to actually do that. There are other things that you can do too. And that is, I want you to take the power that you have, but seeing that you are a spirit, you have the power to denounce things. There's power in the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Your mind, so a man thinks, so is he. So I want you to change your attitude, your way of thinking, and I want you to just add to your exercise. I inhale peace, and I exhale anxiety. I inhale peace, and I exhale anxiety. Do that as well. We're going to take a break, and stay tuned, because we've got the Mind Movie Review. Also, we've got the Moment of Inspiration coming up right after this.
One month.
7 years.
10 years.
12 years.
15 years.
23 years.
30 years.
Our customers have been with us an average of 15 years, nearly half for more than 20. We give them an experienced staff, the financial help they want and need, and hundreds of branch and ATM locations. Most branches open Saturday.
40 years. Going on 41.
Comerica. We listen, we understand, we make it work.
Dear parents, much of what we learn in this world comes directly from you.
Whatever your message is, it will become part of us forever.
Please teach us to accept one another. Teach us to respect one another.
Please, do not fill our minds with hatred. Do not expose us to bigotry.
Do not teach us to judge each other
by race,
religion,
orientation, or the color of our skin.
Teach us the concept of tolerance.
Teach us to understand one another.
Teach us to accept people
of different cultures
and persons with different beliefs than yours.
Please help us to create a world
where every man, woman, and child is treated equally.
Dear parents,
please don't teach us words of hate.
We learn from you every moment.
If you use a certain word
which might be hurtful to others,
we will repeat that word.
Please don't show us acts of hate.
If you act against people of different faith,
we will repeat your actions.
Dear parents, we are your children.
And we are relying on you
to help us create a world where every person is tolerant of one another.
Oh, there she is.
She's such a loser.
I know.
What a geek. Get lost.
Words hurt. Don't be a part of it.
Let us stop and think for a while. Let us walk instead of running a mile. 'Cause things are moving way too fast. Life ain't gonna last. The birds, the bees, and the trees, the streams of life, our dreams, 'cause that's the way I do things, yeah. Don't waste time with sad things, ain't down with expectations, no, 'cause I know what's real. That's just all I have to do. If insanity is what feels good to me, I'm happy and there's no blame. People say I'm always singing, but I smile at them, 'cause it's joy is bringing. 'Cause contemplation is the key that helps me see.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Odelia.
Welcome to the final set of the True Purpose Development Show. We've got coming up the Mind Movie Review. Mind Movie Review. As I shared with you, Mind Movie Review is done because there is so much information in a movie. Oftentimes, we think that a movie is just a movie. In fact, what is taking place is subliminal messages are being just given to you. Seeds are being sown in your mind. So I, as being a conscious being, I have a little insight, as I know many of us do. I have an insight on what is really the message. This week, we have Eat, Pray, Love. With Julie Roberts. I want you to just listen to this.
You will live a long time, have many friends, many experiences. You will lose all your money. Don't worry, you will get it all back again. And you will come back to Bali, and then I will teach you everything I know.
When some guy who, yes, looks a little like Yoda hands you a prophecy, you have to respond.
I get it. It's your life raft right now.
Just like a couple of years ago when you were completely consumed with being the perfect wife.
Mom, when did you accept the life you had?
Oh, my baby. Always searching for something.
Your underwear, my queen.
Just folded my delicate.
Oh, my God, baby, you are in so much trouble.
You know how people start resembling their dogs? You used to look like Steven. Now you kind of look like David.
I need to change.
Since I was 15, I've either been with a guy or breaking up with a guy. I have not given myself 2 weeks of a breather just to deal with myself.
You want to go away for a year? I used to have this appetite for my life, and it is just gone. I want to go someplace where I can marvel at something.
I'm going to Italy, and then I'm going to India, and I'm going to end the year in Bali.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
This is my no carb left behind experiment.
If you could clear out all that space in your mind, you'd have a doorway. And you know what the universe would do? Rush in. Everything else will take care of itself.
Wow. I watched this movie for the first time on my way to London. And it was so awesome, I watched it again. I watched it twice. Great movie, great message. And I wondered, did people really hear what was said? Live long, have many friends, many experiences, lose all your money, will gain. You will gain the money again that you've lost. You will learn and connect with your spirit was the essence of this movie. This describes so perfectly the journey that I talk about. It describes that journey in the jungle. I always ask people, if you were in a jungle and you saw some lions, tigers, and bears, are you going to ask them why they're there? I don't think so. Instead, you're going to fight for your life. You're going to keep plunging so that you can survive. Don't want to get the message that this is all just work. But, hey, let's keep it real. It's a journey of passion, pain, and pleasure. In the movie, what has been stated is that you've been consumed with life, as many of us have, been consumed with life. And as you are consumed with life and its process, you have not taken time to just discover self. So as life takes its course, once you yield to want to go to the next level, to want to experience your highest potential, what takes place is that you go through this journey. You realize that you have something that is greater. You have a desire to learn more of you. You kind of get to this quest of self and a greater truth. That's what you seek out. You, in spite of all things and experiences, you begin to slow down to discover. If you, and this is what he said, listen to this. If you clear out all of the space in your mind, you'd have an open window. And you then would allow the universe. Everything will just come to pass. You won't even have to worry about it. Because once you allow yourself to be still, as Julia did in the movie, you will then give an opportunity for the universe to shed you with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, love, peace, patience, and joy that will not ever, ever, ever be forsaken, because you will realize the spirit that you are. How awesome is that? How awesome is that? I love the movie. Go get it. Yes, it's not in the theaters anymore, but you can definitely go watch. Eat, pray, love. Be inspired to your greater truth. Be inspired to your greater truth. I'm getting ready to share with you a clip from Pajam. Paul Allen, PDA. He's going to be on live next week on the True Purpose Development Show here on BG Radio and on the TJRS Radio Network. So So I want you to tell all of your neighbors and friends, we're just kicking it. That's my boy, and we're kicking it behind the scenes authentically and raw, sharing where he's really come from and what he's doing today to make a difference in the music industry. They are cutting edge, cutting edge. I mean, I want you to listen to this, and we'll talk right after the clip.
TDA, I need you to hit me.
Song.
Home,
y'all got the new song.
The new song.
With
2103.
The remix.
Called Favor.
Favor.
Which has like a banging beat to it.
Absolutely.
It's hot.
Absolutely.
So y'all got a couple extra special guests on there. The initials might be T and a I. T and a I.
And a J Mall.
And a J Mall.
And a Academy.
And a Chris Clark.
I knew our boxes.
Yes, T-Pain's on the record. They're upset. You don't know by now, T-Pain's on the record. Yes, he is.
It's
all good.
The controversy is people say what you shouldn't be doing. You know, you shouldn't mix this with that. And, you know, like they act like they know T-Pain personally.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They know all his business. They know where he lives. They know how he grew up. They know his mom and them. So they always trying to say, well, T-Pain believe this. T-Pain believe that. Why would you mix that, what he does, with gospel? We're like, why not? We're supposed to be the light going to the darkness. And if darkness don't have no light, that means we're not on our job. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's all about music.
Because it's all about music anyway. You know?
The favorite remix.
I'm telling you, isn't this song hot? This song is so hot. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. I mean, we're talking cutting edge. They are doing what many people are not doing. They are the highest, one of the most sought after production teams in the music industry. I'm talking producing individuals, not just like 2103 and Chris Clark, Jay Moss, but also NSYNC, as you heard in the clip. Yes, T-Pain is on a gospel CD, a gospel track with the remix of Favor featuring Chris Clark, right? Chris Clark, Jay Moss, and others. You cannot miss this show that's going to be airing live next week. That is December 15th here. Don't miss it. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the TJRS Radio Network and 6 p.m. on BG Radio. Tell all of your neighbors and friends if you... Everybody has to...
We'll be right back.
Have you heard of the Global World Peace True Purpose Movement? No? Well, you had better get on board. The True Purpose team is traveling the globe for 10 years with a mission of igniting world peace and true purpose attainment in the lives of billions. Yes, a global transformation is on the way for billions spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. Are you totally happy and fulfilled? Well, no worries. Sadly, most aren't. The True Purpose team is going to serve by bringing transformational weekends around the globe. Seminars, workshops, vendors, resources, and entertainment. It is a time for inspiration. All that you need to make it happen. To push past that harsh reality in your life to attain...